Hey, Supernatural fans. We are so excited to be back this week and talking with Ruth Khanna. We've got her here in studio right now. Can't wait to talk with you all about her and the new episode of Supernatural.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Time of your life. Woo! See that girl.
We all got the same hand.
We got the same.
What's happening?
A little bit of disco action.
Disco.
Ruth, didn't you say you had a video of?
I do. There was a bit of Dancing Queen being played behind the scenes, and I caught Mark Pellegrino.
I filmed
a full minute, and I used it as video evidence of him being a squashy bun. Oh man, which is what I always say. I was saying this to the guys at the convention, you know, like, Mark's just such a sweetheart. And they were like, he's a trained killer. And I'm like, no, he's a sweetheart.
Aww.
And they're like, you're delusional. And then we all go into the green room, and Mark's there, and he's got two little dogs. And he's like, a goosey, 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 goosey. And I was like, there we go. Who's right? Who's wrong?
She is handsome, though.
Yes, yes.
Hey, everybody. We are here to talk with you all about this week's episode of Supernatural, Season 14, Episode 7, Unhuman Nature. My name is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner. And of course, I am joined by my co-host, Cherry.
Hey, everybody.
We've got a new host. This is Jackie.
Hey, everybody.
And we are obviously joined by the ever spectacular witchy woman, Miss Ruth Connell.
Spectacular, I like that word. <Take it. laughs>
All right, you guys, this was, we saw some pretty exciting things happen tonight and some pretty scary things that are going to set the tone for the rest of this season. Initial thoughts on tonight's episode?
I loved it. I felt there was this overwhelming sense of family. Like, you know, how families kind of panic, but then come together no matter what their difference is. I loved it. I thought it was great.
I thought Pellegrino started brilliantly and just got scarier and scarier. I actually had to turn away from the violence.
Yeah.
Actually, some of it, sometimes Supernatural's too much for me. It's too gory, it's too scary. But yeah, and lovely to see the bonding between Jack and Dean and Misha speaking in the deepest voice. it was fun. It was a really good episode, I thought. I liked it.
I liked it a lot. It evened out the darkness with so much love and affection, and seeing Jack's perfect day, I was like, oh.
He's so cute.
That's so cool.
Al Cal, we call him.
Jack's perfect day, but maybe also a little glimpse of Dean's perfect day, too.
Could be. Could be.
Being that father figure, like,
tears.
Catch the little tears that are falling.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It was heartbreaking. I was like, oh, my God, you're fishing. It was like something out of a Norman Rockwell painting. It was so sweet. I just adored it.
As you were saying, like, they didn't do Vegas. Like, I thought that's where, like,
they
would
have
headed to some drinking, but actually it was quite sweet.
I thought this was going to be full-blown Dean being Dean. Like, yeah. Burgers, boobs, and girls. Flannel.
Dean is a sweetheart. I mean, when you look at the past 14 seasons, he's loved women. I mean, like, had deep affection, but whenever he loves someone, something unpleasant happens to them, so he stopped.
I know, you never want to be cast as a love interest to the Winchesters. Like, I mean, when I got cast, I the first thing I read was, you know, there's not a lot of job security as a female on Supernatural, but I wasn't a love interest, so I thought there was some hope.
Right.
And you've been on the show for what now, 2-3 seasons?
No, this is my fifth.
Fifth season?
Yes.
Oh my God. That means you came when we first started doing Supernatural at the old studio
I did.
With Travis, right?
That's right. I realized I just was at the 300th party, as you were mentioning. And so I just had started filming when the 200th party started. So I went to the 200th party. I didn't really know anyone. But I went to the 200th party, so I have been in Supernatural for exactly 100 episodes, and I've done 30 out of the 100, so I've been in 10%.
Wow. Right. Quick math right here, guys.
Mm-hmm. As a Rubina fact.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's...
He started out so, like, not their favorite, like, the, in this episode when he said, they speak so highly of you, and you were like, they do?
I know, but Flattery will get you everywhere with Rubina, so she quickly succumbs to Jack's innocent charms.
Well,
no. Oh, I'll save your life. Okay.
Well, he is, I mean, you were obviously persuaded by Lucifer once, and there is mm-hmm. a little bit of Lucifer in him, so that charming, like you said, Jack, it...
Mm. Yeah, I mean, the thing about Lucifer is actually really morbidly terrifying to Rowena.
Right.
But he's lovely. And I think she does read people. I think mm-hmm. she looks into people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's nice, he's flattering, and he's cute. So why not? Why not? Help him. Yeah.
He's like a little puppy.
Let's talk a little bit more about what was happening today with Jack and Dean's excursion and adventure, Cass going out to try to find a way to Sergey. And bringing Ruth Rowena in to try and help Jack, all these things. Let's discuss first.
Let's talk about how much Rowena helps these days and gets not enough credit. Is my my feeling.
So you've got the book of the Damned with you, mm-hmm. and is
which
there,
she borrowed for a long
he
period
says
of time?
I stole it. I'm like, yeah. It's mine. Yeah. It's not mine. Whose is it?
Right?
Like, come on. I in that line, I was like, I'm not even borrowing this. This is mine. This is Mama's.
That's true. Yeah.
Is there anything that you know how to fix him or help him? Do you think we're going to find a cure?
I mean, we have to, right? Mm-hmm. I think something has to happen. As supernatural, he could just die. But then come back somehow. I think there must be other ways and means. And it's interesting to find Rowena having exhausted magic. That she's investigated, so that's tricky for her. We'll see what happens next.
I liked hearing a little bit more information on why Cass couldn't save Jack, and that he's not an archangel, so he doesn't have that specific kind of grace to save him. Because right. I think that's what we all were thinking.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Cass will just give Jack his grace, or Cass is going to sacrifice himself and die for Jack. And now we know that's not possible. So that adds a whole other element.
That was one of my favorite lines in the episode. Oh, like, and I was ad libbing to hell. I was like, oh, Peto, it's not enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bless
right.
for trying.
Oh,
right.
So,
Archangel. So that I find that entertaining. But I realize it's an important plot point too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not enough.
Mm. Do you feel like in this episode you had like a motherly tone? Because I know when you walked in and you and Sam had your first interaction, and you said Samuel, like my mom, would do, call me by my entire name. You know,
she does that. I think with Jack, I just found myself kind of saying Auntie Rowena.
Okay.
And then I just tweeted out Nurse Rowena because she was a little bit nurse. I feel like an auntie, like a crazy auntie.
Right.
You know, a courtesy aunt. So there's a maternal side to Rowena. And, you know, and I do think at the end of the day, she couldn't love Fergus the way, you know, for her reasons, the way he was. But she did love Oscar. Mm-hmm. So she does have some soft spottage for vulnerable younger pretty men.
hit winky.
And we all thought that Dean and Jack were gonna go to Vegas and party it up, and instead they do this kind of more low-key, get burgers, teach Jack how to drive baby, which I think we were
huge.
Has that ever happened?
No.
I was going to say Jensen would never let. No, Dean would never. That no.
No.
Yeah.
Not, no.
This is huge.
And I thought Dean was quite a good teacher, like quite a good parent
and patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so sweet, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Love this change from when they first met, and he just wanted to burn the Nephilim down and just get rid of him to where he is fighting so hard to save him and spending that last day.
Dean in that scene reminded me a lot of Jensen when he's directing. That's what I'll say.
Mm.
When Jensen's directing, the set is quiet. he explains things, he puts over there. I saw him go into that kind of mode, you know, like as a character.
That's
as
awesome.
Dean. Yeah.
That's so cool. Drex,
yeah.
I wasn't too surprised that they didn't go to Vegas. I mean, I know we were all looking forward to Vegas, but the second he kind of agreed to go, you know, let him leave, let Jack leave, he did it in a way that he was like, this is for you, kid. Yeah. Like, whatever you need to get through this. And I felt like he helped him deal with his own sense of mortality because, you know, they weren't expecting this. So it's like, dude, if you're going to die, it's all about you right now. He just definitely went into that fatherly kind of role.
Did, and then Jensen's always good with the humor, like the gulping, not to cry. Yeah.
Well,
I didn't say that and his facial expression.
Jack saying while he's driving, it's like I'm you. And no, you're not.
No.
Don't go too far.
You're not me just yet here, kid. Yeah. I really love the moments between Jack and Dean and that father-son parallel, mm-hmm. and even Sam and Cass talking about it as well, saying, you know, this is like a son situation.
Yeah, I thought it was... I actually was like, oh, Misha's been a good actor here. Like, I I'm watching it for story and everything else. So I was like, oh, that was really sweet. Oh, yeah, I liked that moment. It was lovely.
And heartwarming, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So we get this new character introduced to us, Sergey, and he's a healer. And
Of sorts.
So many of those in LA.
And somehow he's connected to Ketch. Which we know, David Hayden Jones is going to be back. I believe it's either next episode or coming up.
Mm-hmm. Did David come in here?
We messaged about it a few weeks ago when I saw him in the new. I think it's State Farm commercials with Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is my quarterback. I'm a Packer fan.
Oh no!
so I was like, "Hey, you're in a commercial with my quarterback, and I hosted AfterBuzz, and you really should come in and talk to us about Supernatural." Yeah. And he was like, "Okay, yeah."
I thought I'd give him and Adam Fergus the information to come in.
Mm-hmm. And Adam came in.
Yeah, he's fun.
Adam came in and was lovely, and it just didn't work out with David. But we talked about it a few weeks ago, and he said he would love to. And then I messaged him last week and was like, "Hey, your episode's coming up. Just let me know when you want to come in." So
great.
I'll check in with him again. So Sergey is a friend, an acquaintance, I should say. No, don't want to say any more than that, of Ketch. And he's a healer of sorts. And he's got Archangel Grace from Gabriel when he was with Born Star.
It was 20 years ago or something crazy like that when he hit out and was living out of his man fantasies, Playboy fantasy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. I love those references in Supernatural when you stick to the can, you know. And then, yeah.
Especially when they're used on Cass.
Yeah.
Because he's just so innocent and like just doesn't, he doesn't quite understand and it doesn't faze him and he's just like, oh yeah.
I know the story.
Yeah. And we're all sitting here going, yeah, tell us more about it. What's the grotto like? it must be administered along with a spell, so we know right away. Miss Rowena is going to obviously be involved. And he doesn't want money, but the Winchesters are going to owe him.
Do they still owe him since it didn't work? That's my question.
I have a feeling yes.
He gave him this stuff, it just didn't work. So it was like the mob boss.
Yeah.
Like, you owe me a favor.
I love how Dean went right to you. Like, did you say it right?
I know. Of course.
Yeah, he blames you right away.
Quite an antagonistic relationship. I know.
Well, and I thought he was going to be okay because we see the yellow eyes and he says he feels better. And then, no, it just does not. And you tell us that he's actually dying.
So, yeah. And so what actually happened on set at that point in time was the fifth or I don't know how many times they did it to him. They did a pile up on top of Alex. So Alcal's on the ground. He has to faint. And then you just know the game over. So Jared's on top of him. Jensen's on top of him. Misha gets on top. And they're like, Ruth, get on top. And then at that point, I think Jensen felt Alex's ribcage start to go, so he was pushing against that poor boy. This whole episode was just torture for him. They just did pile up after pile up and amused themselves at his expense. So and at the end of the shooting, the first scene actually when I come in was the last thing we shot at like 1 o'clock in the morning, really like the last day of the episode. And the amount of carry on between those boys. At one point, I smiled at Alex, but I was smiling at Jack. Rowena was smiling at Jack, and Alex was like, "Not you as well." I was like, "No, bless him." Yeah, and I think there might be some gag reel footage or from all of that.
I'm going to put 50 bucks
in it now.
Yes.
Well, and there's a phone call to Sergey after to find out like what was happening here, and it's like victory through experimentation. So he just had no idea whether this was going to work. He just threw it out there. And I think for one, there's no doubt in my mind he is going to call upon them for a favor. I'll ask of you a favor. That was my really, really bad godfather.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
To call me godfather. I'm really bad. Don't ask for my Sean Connery impression. I can't do it. It's really bad.
Now that you mention it, can I have your Sean Connery?
Yeah, now. I mean, you can't really throw it out there and not do it.
Yes.
Come on.
Luxley. Sean Connery wages his left hand.
Uncanny.
That's definitely better than your godfather.
Yeah. Am I turning bright red yet? Okay, so, and Cass says that if Jack dies, he's going to come after him. Well, mm-hmm. I have a feeling Jack's going to die. We're going to bring him back, but Jack's going to die here. And you tell us that the guys just need to stick around him and be there for him as he's dying.
Yeah.
And you kind of just release it.
Yeah.
And I know. And all I can remember about that bit was how hard it was to film.
To not laugh?
Yes, they were just so incorrigible at that point. I genuinely, I think the tears and emotion in my face is Ruth, like, just hoping. No. Yeah. No, I think, and I do think Rowena genuinely is moved. By his demise, and also her own helplessness, because she normally always has a trick up her sleeve or another answer. So we'll see what happens there, where it picks up.
Well, do you have another trick up your sleeve that maybe you're holding on to and waiting for until...
I don't know, till the writers tell me.
Well, speaking of writers...
Yes, you guys, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit subscribe, the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channel as well. And let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you so kindly on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ash.
Now I'm Ash. We're just going to rename me this whole show, I promise.
Sorry, Jackie. Sorry, love. I'm looking at Ash in the chat, and I'm also remembering I had Andrew Martin write in a show from a few weeks ago asking, if you lost all your magic, what would you use for a hunt?
That's a good question.
Yeah, if you had to go and hunt something with the boys and you didn't have your magic, Andrew Martin wants to know what you would use.
A bow and arrow.
Mm. Oh, all right. That was it. She just
That's
knew.
A tough one.
Any reason why?
Because I sometimes do the voice match for Merida and pops into my head.
That's awesome.
A gun, silver bullets, some poison. Maybe a rope, and probably Jared and Jensen to be on the safe side,
right?
I don't know. Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Yeah, because if you don't have magic, you can still whip up the poisons, though, right?
Oh yeah, because so, that's where we're. Yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, I definitely would know how to mix up something nasty that would intoxicate someone brutally.
Nice.
So I want to give a shout out to everybody in our chat. We have new subscribers: Becca Shea, Film Fangirls, Wowena's Coven.
Aww. Aww, so sweet.
Who are fascinating. They want to see more of you. Yeah. And they're hoping that they'll see more of you in upcoming episodes.
Dean would totally call her Merida. I'm just reading the chat. I think it's safe to say, yes, you will see me in further episodes this season, which is fabulous.
We look forward to that.
Me too.
Let's talk a little bit about Nick's storyline now. Mm-hmm. That's scared us all. Mm-hmm. As you said, he opens the episode creepily, mm-hmm. wonderfully.
Yes.
Scarily.
Such a good actor.
Yeah, he's just fantastic. I was just watching his episodes of Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the end, before the series ends. And he's just so good. And he always plays this, like, really strong, powerful character. Yeah. And he just... Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could get him to come in here. He's so nice. And you know, he and his wife Tracy sat and watched every single episode of Supernatural. They're really, he's so invested.
Oh, that's fantastic.
In the show.
Well, we would love to have him.
We would. We adore him.
Ask him.
She is literally the best hookup, you guys. I mean, I'm not sucking up right now. She sends me an email. She's like, hey, Adam Fergus, maybe he would like to come in. Or, you know, Catherine Newton. Sam, like, she just sends me these emails. Maybe they'll come in. And I'm like... Who does that?
Love.
Out of
that
her way, just amazing.
I like to mix things up.
Yeah. No, we appreciate awesome. That. The fans appreciate it. Thank you for doing that. Yes. It's really great of you. Yeah. Nick here. Mm. This bad boy that goes to find Frank Keller in Montauk. And I'm kind of wondering where this is going. And do you guys know it's going to go down this dark path? Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Did you not know?
It's not going to go off a light skipping path.
I do. I just try and think, oh, no, he's going to be changed. And
why did you think that?
Because I try to see the good.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
How long have you been watching the show?
14 seasons.
Was it you that said that escalated quickly with the hammer?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Oh, my gosh. It just got... Yeah, I was like, I can't watch it either. It gets a little bit too much. And even when they pull away and you just see the blood spatters, I'm still like, ooh.
It's the sound that gets me.
Yeah.
I'm almost okay with the blood spattering. It's that... I don't know how they made that thunking sound. But
hitting.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Are you hitting a tomato or something? Because it sat... I was like, I had to turn
Squish.
Away.
Yeah. It's too much. It's too
Way
much.
Too squishy for me.
Because sometimes the violence in Supernatural can be quite, not cartoonish, I don't mean that, but, you know, it's blood and guts and gore.
Yeah.
But this actually felt like nasty, like you were getting a sense of
horror film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the real nastiness, like what evil is kind of thing in the violence,
but
which is important, probably.
And know, I think as we're going on with this season, we are seeing Nick, who had Lucifer expelled from him, but going down this really dark path, so I think we have to see it get to that truly evil point to where at the end he is literally summoning Lucifer back.
Yeah, and that's he was having his Darth Vader moment, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that so cool?
Scary.
I think it's Supernatural. Like that, isn't it? He's like manifesting or building a kind of dark robotic... Lucifer.
It did look like Terminator-y.
Being.
Sherry was talking about that before we were, you know, film. We're ready to get on air and stuff. And she was saying, yeah, this body's just coming up out of the blood and
of his murder. I mean, for a while there, I really thought maybe Nick had murdered his family and that's how he was able to welcome Lucifer in.
Makes
but
sense.
Now we realize Lucifer wanted his body. So he's like, we have to do something so that you'll welcome me. Kill his family.
But so do you think that Lucifer was in the police officer's body and killed the people?
I think it was another god that he told her.
Abraxas?
Abraxas, yeah. That's the name that came up.
Yes, to do it for him.
And you guys looked up Abraxas.
Right, so it's a god. That's all we really know. Mm-hmm. It's not a god that's appeared on the show just yet. So we don't really know the nature of it, but Cherry brings a good point. Like if it's Lucifer's handyman that he was like, just go do this so I can get, you know... into Nick, that makes sense. But I still think there has to be some sort of darkness in Nick for it to even be feasible.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always kind of wanted to know the backstory with Nick, because I just don't think that, you know, little Mr. Bubbly is going to be like, I don't think it would have fit. You know what I mean?
Well, he's summoning Lucifer, but do you think this Abraxas is going to take that character? Or do you think Lucifer can somehow come back?
I think Lucifer can somehow come back.
I think he can. I would be really interested to see the other character. Mm-hmm. That would be a good part. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting to see what it would be.
Maybe it'll be a sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Skrillex having company now.
Yeah, I thought you said psychic.
Sidekick.
I could be a psychic psychic. That'd be very handy, I think.
Well, and Mark has a beautiful, crazy acting moment at the end, too, just fully breaking down into this, like, succumbing to the fact that he is truly evil. Because we do see him have a moment of, he's going to kill that girl at the nightclub. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then realizes, oh my gosh, no, this is, I'm not going to do this. And so he stops himself so that his human nature, he is human, but his human.
His unhuman nature,
thank you, is coming out, and he knows that that's not good to do. But then just completely.
I think he's going through withdrawal. Like when you think of a drug addict, you know, and they start like, you know, I know I shouldn't do this drug, but it was so good when I did. Like, I feel like he's going through the exact same thing.
That is what happens with serial killers anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. They build up a tolerance and you need to do more and more. And yeah, and so, but the admission at the end, no, I actually like it.
Yeah. And maybe if he'd have said the prayer earlier, I mean, you just prayed after you murdered somebody. So maybe, you know, the order of the prayer would have helped a little.
No. But it's interesting. Nick hasn't killed a woman. He's killed men, but he hasn't killed women. Hasn't killed any women or children.
Right.
I think that's the line
because
that
that's what happened to him.
Draws at.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
right.
He fantasized about killing her for a minute, then it's like, I can't do that.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I think that's because of his family being killed. Mm-hmm. So I think he can't kill a woman or child, at least at this point.
Because that's where his love lies still. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though he's still, because he even said, he's like, I thought once I avenged my family, I'd be okay, but I was wrong. Mm.
It's not the way it goes.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
It's a slippery slope when you start.
If he'd watch more Supernatural, he knows revenge does not make you feel better.
His soul's been internally darkened, and it's just never going to return back to being clean, which is sad. It seemed like he was a decent guy before.
Lucifer was just in him too long and took over for too much to be able to come back from it.
Yes, badness is sticky, right?
And he has a reason for that hatred and anger because of losing his family. Mm. Doesn't make it okay, but he has a background in why he feels the need to get that revenge.
It's justifiable. Did it pop into anyone's head, though, that as we saw that black ominous figure that we don't know if it's Lucifer or this. Did it pop into anyone's head that maybe Lucifer has to come back in order to save Jack?
That's what I was almost wondering. I thought that was an interesting point because no one else can save Jack or restart his
grace.
They need that body spell or something.
Because I wonder if, like, maybe one of the reasons why it didn't work. I know he said it was an experiment. Did he call it a trial and error. But like when you think of people who get like heart transplants, sometimes your body will reject it. So I wonder if maybe it's not the spell that didn't work, it's just that his body is rejecting that grace because it's not Lucifer's grace.
Not his grace.
And
I don't think that shaman's good.
Right, no.
Nothing that would have felt good about him. Swarmy, sleazy
Castiel
kind of guy.
Yeah, he was gross. Yeah. And I wonder if we'll see him again.
We'll see him.
You know better than me.
Asking something horrible of the Winchester boys.
Yeah.
It's like really.
And it's going to be one of those things that if they don't do it, this even worse thing is going to happen. It's going to be.
Oh, dear. Oh, what a pickle. But somehow, I think by the season finale, something will have changed.
Right.
His house was surprisingly cozy for an awful person. And I love the way when Castiel said, I'm going to get you, he was like, try and find me.
It's a caravan. It must be like a moving.
I think it moves more than like a regular home moves. Because, you know, he has
magic. Like a spell, like it can just poof away. I thought he was just going to start it up.
It reminded me of this time I once got herbs from an acupuncturist, and I was like, I'm not. I love acupuncture. I love it. But there are some times when you get something, you're like, I just can't imbibe that. I don't know what is in it.
I'm not going to try it.
No, but he did. He did the whole shot. He took the whole shot of grapes.
I thought it would help. I thought it would.
For a second,
I was hoping it did. Yeah.
For a second, it was like, hey,
It'd be too easy, though. It'd be too easy.
Right, yeah.
There's no jeopardy.
But it was so, it seemed like it was so easy to get Michael out of Dean, too. That happened in the third episode.
Exactly.
Yeah. So is it really that easy? Is Michael still in him? Mm-hmm. You know?
What's going on with the weird, you know, the lanes effect? Like,
yeah. And the dizziness that he's been, we didn't even talk about that. He's getting dizzy. We don't know what's happening with Dean.
No.
Cherry, you brought up a good point. What do you think is happening with the dizziness? You think he's having blackouts or something?
I think he's having blackouts. I think Michael pretended to leave, but he's in there. And that he erases his memory when he goes off to do his little, like, I'll 2.0 you, demon. I'll 2.0 you, monster. In the chat, it went up so fast. Witchy Woman, I think it's called? No. The Witch Queen 74 says, I think Michael is still in Dean 2.
But why aren't we seeing more of him if he's still in there? Is he just kind of waiting for that
sly?
I think you're right. I think he's in almost like a hibernation, but he's still the little hamster on the wheel.
Yes.
He's just chilling on that wheel. He's just like, I'll just keep going, but I'm not going to let you know I'm here.
He hasn't had any time alone because he doesn't want them to know he's still in there.
Yeah.
Just when you did the little hamster, I just remembered Olivette.
Yes.
She's still there. She's still in her wheel.
Aww. She's still spinning away.
looking for Crowley. Where's he going without talking to me?
Yes. All right. So our special segment today, we thought it would be, since Jack was going off to explore with Dean, what advice we would give to Jack, you know, if he had to learn something before he died, what would we tell him, or where would we take him?
I don't want to be the weird, perverted one on the set, but. But here it comes. You know, last episode when he was like, oh, I think she's fallen in love with me, so I need to know everything about sex. Go. Like, I think that I would have, you know, like Dean, how he said, you know, let's go to this bar. I haven't ever struck out there. Like, I think I need to take him someplace where he doesn't strike out. Like, I don't want him to go and not know. You know?
Mm-hmm. Did he kiss that girl?
No. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, yeah. I think, like, let's get you a kiss.
And he just definitely needs to kiss a girl.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe he may not like girls. Like, boys. We don't know.
He's young. He's still a baby.
You don't know until you try it. That's all.
Or a boy. Yeah, kiss a boy. Yeah, either
just,
one.
Let's just get in there and see what happens.
Mm. I'm going to go deep, and I think Rowena would want to talk to him about the nature of life and death.
Oh.
In the afterlife, and, you know, saying hi, giving, you know, say hi to Chuck, and, like, you know, I think she would get a little bit existential and meaningful, because that's what she does when she knows that regarding Dean, when he wasn't going to remember, she could go deeper and be real, and I think she'd have a real kind of existential conversation with him about the meaning of life and death, and
I feel like he would really connect with that too, losing Lucifer and his mother. So I feel like he would really truly connect with
that. Talk about what we thought, you know, where our souls would go and how, what would happen, and coming back. And I think, yeah.
Well, that's very nurturing, yeah.
I think Jack would have liked to talk to Awena about how she knew Lucifer, because Lucifer was kind of nice to you for a minute. And you guys were kind of like this. And then he got
nice.
It was like an abusive relationship where you think it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be an interesting conversation. Rowena, I do think, saw her and Lucifer as going to be the posh and becks of hell, you know, and he was an alpha, and then he killed her, then he killed her again. And I do really think that's what she has in common with Sam, is this really brutal, experience that she went through that was really genuinely traumatic, as you know, many women did go through. 40,000 women were killed in a similar way, honestly, in Europe, for being witches. So I don't know if we'd go there. Maybe too intense, too heavy.
Would be very heavy
for Jack. And I think it's not easy for Rowena to see Lucifer in Jack. Because he's the one person that's like, ooh, you know, is he behind me, kind of thing. He's that one person, and that one ex you just can't ever
forget
over.
No,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to tell Jack, you know, like, hey, you're dying, and your dad was horrible. Let me tell you all the ways. Like,
not
I don't know.
The bad stuff. He was nice, sort of, for a minute.
But it was fake nice, wasn't it?
It was powerful. No, he's powerful.
He did have some great one-liners, though. We could say that.
He's the king of lies. He's quite, he can be quite charming. Beguiling mm-hmm. and charming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's
yeah,
quite
yeah.
beguiling for a while.
And the, when Misha played Lucifer for a while, I know he spoke mm-hmm. to Mark. And if you read some of the interviews then, some of the tips he got from Mark about, you know, how Pellegrino, how, as Lucifer, looks mm-hmm. at humans, you know, like little toys to break or mm-hmm. have sex with.
You're that kind of make sure. thing. Yeah.
What advice would you give?
Advice, actually, I think I would take him either skydiving nice. Or bungee jumping. Because I'd be like, let's do something really fun and exciting. Like, these are a bucket list kind of item. It's not about the places you go, but that's just an exciting living, like, you're just so in the moment right then and there.
Have you done that?
I've never done either.
No, I've not done either. I wouldn't do that because I would never do that.
So. I would live vicariously through Jack doing this.
You have to do it.
If I had to take him, well, then I'm...
Now that changes everything.
Now that I really, I'm going to have to sit down and have a life and death talk with you too before I do it. But I think I would want to do something that's really just like, you're so in that moment and you just like...
I just had a little idea of getting him to dance to Dancing Queen.
Oh, that would have been so sweet.
I did a flash mob at a convention before and surprised Alex, and he was such a good sport. He got up and he was, I think it was just the two of us. Joined in, so I, maybe they go for a dance.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
At the bar, at the hookup bar.
Oh, calm down.
See how I brought that all back around.
So in the chat, Grishy and Ryan and I both had the same idea. We would take Jack to an amusement park.
Oh,
that
okay.
way he'd be able to observe happy families, people fighting, because that's what you do at the amusement park while you're waiting in line. And just having fun at the amusement park would be so cool.
Which is a live in the moment. Ride the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Like, exactly. I think that's a great idea, but also creating that family relationship. Mm-hmm. And it is about who you're with, not what you're doing.
Yes.
Great idea.
These questions and remarks are fantastic, by the way. I'm loving them.
Film Fangirls wants to take him to a Broadway show. What's your favorite Broadway show? I know you like theater.
Oh gosh, I just saw Come From Away, which Emily, who played The Darkness, her husband now, Chad, was in and was fantastic. Oh, it's wow. really beautiful. It's about in Canada when 9/11 happened, how they took in all the detoured planes and looked after and fed and oh, nurtured. Wow. And it was such a beautiful thing to come out of that terrible circumstance. It's an amazing musical. I thought, how do you make a musical out of this? But sure. they did. And it's fantastic. One of my first musicals I ever saw was Cat.
Cats.
And they're doing it now. They're redoing it. And I, at the time, I did dancing competitions and I was in a trio called Cats. It was a song and dance trio. Mm-hmm. And I was the only non-singing. I was McCavity because I was more of a dancer than a singer. But yeah, I'll look forward to seeing the new Cats movie.
Yeah,
that should be really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I have to ask something from the chat. Art Master Austin Prophet says, ask Ruth if Arena misses Gabriel.
That's what I was laughing at earlier. Rowena has a soft spot for archangels. So she's she was Chuck's guilty pleasure. She was in a relationship with Lucifer, and then she was in the library with Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I
like
know.
She likes the family, right?
Keep it in the family,
right?
Yeah. And we did discuss that if there was to be procreation that came from that interlude, and that we would have made a wangel. Phil Segrisha, Rich and I had that discussion for quite a while.
I think a wangel would be awesome.
That was super fun to film. That was the Bob Baron script. It was super fun. Just for no, why not? Why not? Of course, those two are the goers. Of course, they would hook up.
Right,
why not?
Right.
Why not? Yeah. You're in the library. There's nothing to do. There's no TV.
I know we're not big readers.
Right.
Well, let's get into some news and gossip right now.
AfterBuzz TV news.
I know, Cherry, you got some for us.
Yes, I do. So we were celebrating in Vancouver. When I say we, I mean the royal we. Of the 300th episode of Supernatural, which our own guest attended.
Yeah.
We have some really cool photos with our Winchester boys. And they are celebrating with the, what's that car called? The Chevy.
Baby.
Baby.
Baby. Baby. Mm-hmm. With Baby, with his commemorative plaque at the studio where you guys filmed the show.
Yeah.
So jealous. I want to go so bad.
How was the party? You said you didn't get to eat cake, right? And that was one thing you were looking forward
to. I love cake. I don't know what happened. I was too busy doing vodka shots at the bar.
Hey, priorities.
It was really fun. It really felt like a celebration. It was nice. People from the network there, everyone from behind the scenes. You know, it's their show. You know, they're the ones that have been on set since day one.
Your dress was gorgeous.
Thank you. I loved it. Miri Couture loaned me a dress. And it was, I felt it was like a bit like a bride. It was a bit bridal.
So pretty.
It's gorgeous.
But no, I really liked it. And it was interesting. It was a black, everyone was wearing black and white, and it was on the red carpet. And it was kind of like we all got the memo.
I also saw a lot of the people that you had photos with, you know, the wives of Jensen and Jared, they're all wearing dark colors. And you being this, like, evil, witchy woman in the white, I was like, yeah.
I know. That's right.
Yeah, I know. It was super fun. And that is a gigantic cake. But I didn't get a piece of it. I think it was all chopped up and put on a table. And I did do a shot of vodka at the bar. My friend Georgia Dolenz came with me. We had a real good time. And we left. And we got pizza afterwards. And we went to a bar and they're like, you can't eat that pizza in here. And we went, sure, we know. And then we kept eating the pizza. got into trouble. I mean, like, we're in like our ball gowns.
That's adorable.
In a dive bar eating pizza. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
You're living the life in Vancouver.
Yeah. That's right. What else are you working on right now?
So I'm about to go to 3 conventions in a row. I'm going to Madison, Wisconsin, the Wizard World tomorrow. The following week I've got Jacksonville for Creation in Florida. And then I'm off to Brazil. Now, I have to tell you, online, over 50% of my followers are from South America.
Oh wow.
Mm. We have a huge supernatural following, and we don't often get the chance to go down there. There it's up on the screen. We don't often get the chance to go, so I'm going and I'm taking Elena Huffman.
Oh, wow. With me. Nice.
She's my tall Canadian bodyguard. She'll be there signing autographs and doing
Abaddon,
photographs.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's one of my besties from the show. We didn't meet on the show, we met on the convention circuit, and that's mm-hmm. where, you know, you meet a lot of your colleagues.
Gosh.
And that's what's wonderful about this show is that we have got all these fan conventions, so I'm really looking forward to those. And then it's home for Christmas.
Oh, yay. That'd be nice. That'll be so fun. Have you been to that convention before in Brazil?
No, I've never been to Brazil. It's nice. It's in a really nice area. I don't want to mispronounce it, Fortaleza. I don't know. I'll check how you say that. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to going. My convention manager mm-hmm. said to me it's a place he's always wanted to visit. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it and meeting some of the Brazilian fans.
Oh,
oi!
So
that's what
cool.
You say. You say hello. You say oi.
Oi.
Oi. I think. I hope.
And then later in the season, we're going to see you back.
Yeah. I just got my script for my next episode.
Yay.
Fabulous.
I can't. I'm not saying a word about it.
I was going to say, can you get any teases?
Or
I cannot say a word.
Do you know when the episode? Is it like episode? Is it like finale? Are we talking like...
Sooner.
Mid. No, okay,
mid.
We won't make you do any more, but I'm going to push it.
She's tight-lipped about that.
Yes, exactly. No.
I think some of your Brazilian fans are in the chat.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Brazil loves you. Yay!
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about some predictions now. What we think is going to happen.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Cherry, do you want to start?
I think after watching the teaser for next weekend, I think Lucifer is going to be back in charge and causing trouble in heaven, killing all the angels.
Ooh.
You think that's Lucifer's doing, or you think that that's Michael's doing?
Oh, it might be Michael.
I just thought
it. Mind blown.
Mic drop.
Yep.
My prediction... is that they'll finally realize how fabulous Rowena is and just bank her and love her.
I think maybe I need to watch the show more.
It's not going to happen, but I have no other prediction.
Everybody adores Rowena.
Mm-hmm.
They should. they should do. They should.
You are the evil character, but I don't think you're evil anymore. You are the character everyone just loves. Yeah.
Like even that, when like, you were evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's so like, much.
You're just really likable.
Mm-hmm. Sassy.
Like sassy,
she's
sassy. And
she gets good one-liners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're hoping you're going to be the queen of hell.
That would be
fantastic. It's never totally fallen into place, but you know, I'm open to offers. So speak to my agent.
Talk to the writers, producers.
Can I just say how much I love the writers in our show? Mm-hmm. I love writers anyway. They're my favorite humans. People that can just, they're people that create something from nothing.
Yeah.
And the writers in the show are awesome. They're just, I love them so much.
And I feel like this season, I don't know why, but I just feel like the acting in this season is just, and maybe there's just more heartwarming moments. There's always something, mm-hmm. but it just feels like there's more connections and a softness to it that we haven't seen
humanity.
As much. A humanity. And maybe it's because Jack is here.
I think so. He's brought the soft spot in everyone.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the crazy one thinking that, but
I think you're right. Yeah.
Really, I think it's a really strong season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that I'm not in, like, I've not been in it so much yet, so I'm not tooting my own horn. I think they're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you keep reinventing the wheel, you know, season 14, but they are, and it's lovely. Yeah, I agree.
It's been some great episodes. I loved the Halloween episode. I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
It's just been so good. It just reminds me of the first couple of seasons with the interaction with us having more hunters. It's just been a really fun season. I can't believe it's season 14. It's crazy.
I know. It's insane.
Ash Gray says you have the best lines and wardrobe.
I love, I love my wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And I ruined a dress on my first day. And so luckily we hadn't shot anything. So the dress you see, the blue dress, is not the dress that was chosen. But it's a whole long story.
How'd you ruin the dress?
Well, do you know what? I went for lunch and I got a little spot and I thought, I'll just clean it myself. And it grew. So then I go round and then it got worse and worse. And I took it round to costume, to wardrobe, and Kelly and Moira. I was like practically crying. I was like, I'm so sorry, please. Like, because I loved it as well. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a double. Normally they have two or three or four, but this one they just didn't. So anyway, I left it with them at lunch and I came back and the head of wardrobe, Kerry's there. I'm like, oh my God, the head of wardrobe's there. And she was laughing and joking and I was like, what? And she was like, thank goodness that happened, because it was the kind of material where anything damp went near it, it changed colour and it was going to be a nightmare to shoot.
Oh.
So it wasn't really my fault. It just was a really reactive, strange material. So it turned out it was a
fortunate accident.
Yeah. Every cloud is silver.
There you go.
Oh gosh, I just hate messing up. I hate messing up. Right. Wow. So.
All right, Jackie, what do you have for predictions?
I think I kind of touched on it. I think that Nick is going to pray and resurrect Lucifer. But I don't think he's going to go straight to heaven and start the chaos. I think that he's going to find out that Jack is sick. And I think that he's going to try to heal him and woo him over to the dark side with him.
Mm.
Oof. That's what I think.
That is good. Like, I just got kind of...
Like the whole Darth Vader thing, you know?
Yeah.
I am your father.
Yeah. Because that's how when he was born, he was walking around, father, father, father. Now this is your father. And I think it's going to trigger something in Jack where he's like, well, maybe I do want to explore my relationship with him.
I know that, that slightly dysfunctional father.
But is Lucifer going to just kill him then?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I think he's going to use him maybe to try to destroy Dean and Sam, of course, and then maybe after that he would try to kill him. But I think first things first would probably be let's see if we can destroy Sam and
Dean. Or try to get him to destroy Sam and Dean by joining Michael's army.
Mm. Yep.
Do you think Lucifer and Michael would work together?
They both want to be
Do they not fight
they
in
don't
real
play
life?
Well,
do they
together.
Not, like, in biblical references, do they not fight? And I don't know. I don't know. It's a cozy relationship. From what I've read a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. What about you?
Portuguese. Because Baya Yuka Kachuki wrote Ila Fala Oi Tao Bonohito.
Exactly.
Yes.
We love you too. If that's what we love you too.
Yes, if that's what that means.
All right. You guys know my predictions. We don't need to talk about them. We heard them while we were talking. thank you so much for joining us, Ruth. We love having you here, obviously. Where can everybody find you if they want to tweet you or, you know, Instagram you and all those things?
So on Twitter, it's at Ruthie Connell. And on Instagram, it's Ruthie_Connell. And on Facebook, it's Actress Ruth Connell, I think. Perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Perfect. And Cherry?
You can find me, Cherry_LA, on Twitter and Instagram. I wish I was going to be in Michigan, Brazil, and Florida to attend the convention.
Hey, yes. Come along.
Just get a ticket, girl.
And Miss Jackie?
You can find me on all things social media at JRay the Fanatic.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me all over social media at Lindsay Wagner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Once again, Ruth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And having our little dancing party. We got the dancing queens here. We will see you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.